Why Israel Went into Captivity. The story of the Israelites is one of great tragedy and triumph. From their exodus from Egypt, to their entrance into the Promised Land, and finally, to their eventual captivity in Babylon, it has been a long journey for the children of Abraham. In this article, we'll explore why Israel went into captivity and examine how this time shaped them as a people. We'll also look at how the captivity ultimately led to a period of national revival. Join us as we journey through Israel's captivities and discover why it was an integral part of their development as a people. Exploring the factors leading to Israel's captivity. The captivity of Israel, specifically referring to the Babylonian captivity or the Babylonian exile, was a significant event in ancient Israelite history. It marked a period of exile and displacement for the Israelites, lasting from around 586 BCE to 538 BCE. Several factors contributed to Israel's captivity, shaping the circumstances that led to their eventual subjugation and exile. Political division and weak leadership. The split between the northern and southern kingdoms of Israel weakened the nation, leading to internal conflicts and instability. Religious apostasy and idolatry. Israelites deviated from the worship of Yahweh, engaging in idolatry and violating their covenant. This moral decline weakened the nation's spiritual fabric. Prophetic warnings ignored. Despite prophetic warnings from figures like Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, the Israelites ignored calls for repentance and continued their sinful ways. External threats and military conquests. The growing Babylonian Empire, led by King Nebuchadnezzar II, posed a constant military threat to Israel, culminating in the invasion, siege, and capture of Jerusalem in 586 BCE. Economic exploitation and political alliances. Israel's strategic location made it susceptible to economic exploitation and forced alliances with regional powers, sometimes resulting in subjugation and increased vulnerability. The internal challenges faced by Israel. Israel faced internal challenges that significantly contributed to their captivity. Political division and weak leadership within the divided kingdoms of Israel and Judah led to instability and conflicts. Religious apostasy and idolatry prevailed, deviating from the worship of Yahweh and eroding the nation's moral fabric. Prophetic warnings went unheeded, further exacerbating the decline in moral values. Socioeconomic disparities and social injustices deepened internal divisions, causing unrest and discontent among the people. These internal weaknesses weakened Israel's ability to withstand external threats, ultimately leading to their captivity and exile. The role of foreign powers in Israel's captivity. Israel's captivity is a significant event in the nation's history that saw the Israelites being taken captive by foreign powers. The captivity occurred as a result of Israel's disobedience to God. Babylonian Empire. Under King Nebuchadnezzar II, the Babylonian Empire invaded Judah, captured Jerusalem, and exiled a significant portion of the Jewish population. The Babylonians directly subjugated Israel and destroyed the first temple. Assyrian Empire. The Assyrians conquered the northern kingdom of Israel, leading to the Assyrian captivity in 722 BCE. This event marked the first major wave of Israelite exile and set the stage for the Babylonian captivity. Egyptian and Syrian powers. Israelite kings sought alliances with neighboring powers like Egypt and Syria to secure their independence. However, these alliances often made Israel vulnerable and exposed them to manipulation. Persian Empire. The Persians, led by Cyrus the Great, played a role in the restoration of Israel. Cyrus issued a decree allowing Jewish captives to return to Judah and rebuild their temple in Jerusalem after conquering Babylon. Influence of other nations, smaller neighboring nations, and city-states also impacted Israel's fate through power struggles and attempts to control the region, contributing to its captivity. The role of these foreign powers cannot be underscored in Israel's captivity since they employed different tactics to subdue, conquer, and subject the Israelites to captivity. The Israelites would, later on, be released from captivity, but this event remains a crucial chapter in Israel's history. Examining the spiritual climate prior to captivity. The Bible records numerous accounts of religious misgivings that ultimately led to their exile. One such instance was their idolatry, which distracted them from their devotion to the Lord. Additionally, they were guilty of social injustice, which was tantamount to a violation of the Ten Commandments. The spiritual decline sowed the seeds of disunity, causing an irreparable split between the northern and southern kingdoms. These factors contributed significantly to their downfall, which ultimately led to their captivity. A thorough review of Israel's spiritual climate brings to light the pervasive effect of sin and disobedience. Examining such information provides insight and serves as a warning to nations and individuals alike. Reflecting on the impact of Israel's captivity on the nation. Reflecting on the impact of Israel's captivity on the nation allows us to better understand the events that led up to it and the consequences it had on the people. Israel's captivity occurred due to the nation's disobedience to God, which led them towards idol worship and moral decay. This resulted in various warnings from prophets, such as Jeremiah and Ezekiel, who warned the people to repent and turn back to God. Unfortunately, their warnings were not heeded. Israel's captivity had a significant impact on the nation, as it resulted in the destruction of Jerusalem, the loss of their land, and the displacement of their people. However, it also brought about a time of reflection and repentance for the nation as they sought to rebuild their relationship with God. Therefore, reflecting on Israel's captivity serves as a valuable lesson for us today to remain faithful and obedient to God. In conclusion, Israel's journey into captivity is a complex and multifaceted issue. The ultimate cause of their exile was their disobedience to the Lord's commands. This disobedience took various forms, including the worship of false gods and the mistreatment of their fellow Israelites. Although the Lord warned them repeatedly through the prophets, the Israelites did not heed the warnings and continued on a path towards destruction. It was in this context that the Babylonians invaded Judah and destroyed the temple, eventually leading to the exile of the Israelites. Despite the bitterness of their exile, Israel's journey into captivity taught them a valuable lesson about the consequences of disobedience and the importance of repentance.